The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
It's me, your host, Mr. Cemetery, welcoming you back to another one of my spine-tingling terror tales. Tonight's another one of my double features, so get ready, it's sure to make your blood run cold and the hair on your neck crawl. Our first story tonight is an urban legend about a married couple who trust a babysitter to take care of their young son. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. And I call this one Chicken Dinner. Enjoy!
One evening, a mother and father were invited to a party. They couldn't get in contact with their usual babysitter, so they decided to ask the next-door neighbor, an old lady, to take care of their 6-month-old baby son. The old woman said she would be delighted to help them out. They told her they needed to leave by 8 p.m., but when the time came, the old lady had still not shown up. The husband gave her a phone call and asked what was taking her so long.
"No, I'm sorry,"
said the old woman.
"I forgot all about it, and I'll come over right now."
When the old woman came to the door, the mother and father were already making their way to the car. They gave the old woman instructions to put their baby in bed by 9 p.m., and put a chicken in the oven so it would be cooked for the next day's dinner. While the couple were at the party, the mother decided to phone home and check on the babysitter. When the old woman answered the phone, the mother asked if she had put the baby to bed yet.
"No, I'm sorry,"
said the old woman.
"I forgot all about it, and I'll do it right now."
"And have you put the chicken in the oven?"
asked the mother.
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
said the old woman again.
"And I forgot all about that too. I'll do it right now."
The mother just rolled her eyes and hung up the phone. She couldn't really complain because the old lady was babysitting for free. After the party, the mother and father drove home, and when they opened the front door, the old lady was there to greet them. They thanked the old lady for taking care of the baby, and she went home. The mother decided to go upstairs and check on the baby. But when she walked into the child's bedroom, she was shocked to see an uncooked chicken lying in the crib. Downstairs, the husband smelled smoke coming from the kitchen. He opened the oven and shouted upstairs to his wife,
"You won't believe this. Honey, that forgetful old lady gone and burned our chicken dinner."
Winner, winner. Actually, I'm not sure that's chicken dinner. I always said the living's more scarier than the dead. And our next story is about a man who has a strange dream that keeps coming true. And I call this one The Finger in the Box.
One night, I had a very strange dream. I was in my house and I heard the doorbell ring. When I answered the door, there was nobody there. And all I found was a small box sitting on my doorstep. When I opened the box, I was shocked to discover a finger inside. A severed human finger. Then, I woke up in a cold sweat. And a few days ago, I was unclogging my kitchen sink. Something had fallen down the drain, and I reached my hand inside to pull it out. And the garbage disposal suddenly came on. I felt a sharp, intense pain, and when I pulled my hand out, my finger was missing. It had been cut off. And I spent the night in the hospital. They told me they couldn't reattach my finger. Instead, they just sewed up the wound and bandaged it. Last night, I had another strange dream. There was another box sitting on my doorstep. This time, when I opened it, I found a human heart inside.
I guess he didn't learn a lesson about opening mystery boxes the first time. What's in the box? What's in the box? I just love that movie. Anyway, it's time for another one of my funny bones. What noises did the witch's cereal make? Snap, cackle, and pop. I just kill me sometimes. That's all the time we have left for this one. There's only 3 more episodes left this season. So if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Subscribe. Yeah, you. You over there. Yeah, what are you waiting for, huh? Hit subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Until next time, sleep well, friends. And remember to stay spooky.